iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. Now, it was a big budget week and Chancellor Rishi Sunak's message was one of optimism around post-pandemic recovery. And as many 155 British Hindu organisations united to demand UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's intervention against the outrageous anti-Hindu violence in Bangladesh. And with the COP26 climate summit kicking off in Glasgow, India and the UK have emerged in the world's top 10 countries on the Crucial Climate Tech Investments Barometer. Stay with us for more.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
So last week it was all about the budget and Chancellor Rishi Sunak's message was one of optimism around post-pandemic recovery. And as we head to the news and views section from the iGlobal desk, where the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, delivered his autumn budget to the House of Commons with the promise of delivering strong growth for the British economy, while warning of some challenging months ahead with inflation expected to rise, he unveiled an extra £150 billion investment as part of the budget and spending review, a new temporary business rates relief for the hospitality industry, and a freeze on fuel and alcohol duties, and increasing the country's national living wage to £9.50 from April 2022. And these were amongst some of the key announcements that the Chancellor made. He went on to say that the budget delivers a stronger economy for the British people, stronger growth with the UK economy recovering faster than our major competitors, stronger public finances with our national debt finally under control, and stronger employment with fewer people out of work and more people in work. Growth up, jobs up, and debt down. Let there be no doubt, our plan is working, he said.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. Now, if you head to the profiles section from the iGlobal desk, we look at a story about 155 British Hindu groups write to Boris Johnson on Bangladesh violence. And in this story, as many as 155 organisations in the UK have united to write to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to demand justice for victims of attacks on Hindu minorities and their temples in Bangladesh. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness was joined by several other organisations, such as Bengali Hindu Adarsha Sangha UK, Hindu Swayam Sevak Sangh UK, BAPS, Swaminarayan Sanstha, Insight UK, Friends of India Society International, Hindu Council UK, and National Hindu Students Forum UK, amongst others, to appeal to Johnson to strongly condemn the violence and ensure that the Bangladesh government takes action against their perpetrators.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian. From the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness, iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And as we continue with our news and views section from iGlobalNews.com, it's all about COP26 Climate Summit kicking off in Glasgow. India and the UK have emerged in the world's top 10 countries on the Crucial Climate Tech Investments Barometer. Now, India ranks 9th in the list of top 10 countries for climate technology investment over the past 5 years. An Indian climate tech firm received $1 billion in venture capital funding from 2016 to 2021. according to a new report released in London this week. 5 years on, global climate tech investment trends since the Paris Agreement by London and Partners and Dealroom.co analysed the trends in the sector since the last United Nations Conference of Parties in Paris and ahead of COP26 summit in Glasgow to be attended by world leaders including US President Joe Biden, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It found that venture capital investment into climate tech companies globally has skyrocketed since the Paris Agreement, with the US and China leading the global top 10 with $48 billion and $18.6 billion investment between 2016 and 2021 respectively. The UK comes in at number 4 with $4.3 billion after Sweden at $5.8 billion.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Now, as we continue with our weekly roundup and take a more detailed look at the stories of the week, where celebrated Indian chef restaurateur Nisha Katona talks through her London plans for Mowgli street food. And the deep dive this time is on the British Indian diaspora and its proactive role within the UK-India partnership. And while the autumn budget had a few surprises for the residential property market, Bob Singh, mortgage expert, explains what lies ahead in the latest episode of his podcast series. Meanwhile, the focus of the iGlobal columnist this time is on the importance of nurturing children's thought processes and the right kind of foods to eat. And in the lead up to the festivities of Diwali, we explored how to balance our meals and maximize on nutrient-packed foods. Stay with us for more.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, if you head to the food section at iGlobalNews.com, it's all about Mowgli to serve up Indian street food in London very soon, where Nisha Katona, Britain's leading chef restaurateur, is set to bring her successful Mowgli street food concept to the heart of London. With a string of popular branches already dotted across UK cities of Liverpool, Manchester, Birmingham, Oxford, Nottingham, Sheffield, Cardiff, Leicester, Leeds and Cheltenham, London will become the latest addition to her fast food expanding brand by mid-November, and in 2022, Mowgli Street Food is set for its further expansion to Bristol and Glasgow. Mowgli is all about how Indians eat at home and their streets, explains Katona. She, Mowgli, was born to feed the raw need Indians have for tiffins full of fresh, bright, intense flavour. Mowgli is not about the intimate, hushed dining experience. It's about the smash-and-grab zing of healthy, light, virtuosic herbs and spices, she says. There's more on that story from the iGlobal desk at the food section of iGlobalNews.com.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now on to the news and views section at iGlobalNews.com and how the Living Bridge helps UK-India relations on track, as we hear from Jeevan Vipinachandran, where he says much has happened in the past year despite a major pandemic, which caused most of the world to go into lockdown and inactivity for months at a time. A significant change is that India has emerged as one of the main centres for global vaccine production, underlining its credentials as a power to be reckoned with in science and technology. However, it hasn't been smooth sailing for India-UK relations, despite the British government's stated aim of establishing a special relationship with India. Vaccines and travel have been at the heart of disagreements for the past year.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. So last week, it was all about the budget and its effect on the housing market. And while the autumn budget had a few surprises for the residential property market, the mortgage expert Bob Singh explained what lies ahead in the latest episode of his podcast series.
This budget wasn't a secret at all. A lot of the changes or the announcements were leaked well before, which is what governments do these days, just to gauge the reaction before the actual day they actually release that comment. So it was no secret. Yes, tax changes, great. Nothing changed too much on that. Basic rate tax and everything else is now okay. High rate tax now kicks in at just over 50,000, so it's a slight increase on that. Minimum wage, which will affect many, many people in this country, is now £9.50.
It's gone up, hasn't it? Yeah.
Which is, you can say, a burden on employers. You know, that may deter, you know, employers taking more people on. But certainly for those people who were maybe on the breadline, if you like, certainly that will help them. The other changes were pretty much expected. No change on CGT or inheritance tax. But the biggest change was, before, if you made a capital gain, Tony, you had to sort of declare it within 30 days of the gain happening.
Okay.
That's been now extended to 2 months, 60 days. So you don't have to, you know, part with your profit or the tax on the profit now for sort of 60 days. So that's a little bit of a respite for people who've sold property recently. Before this change came in, you could sell your property, not declare it for a year, and then still have some time to pay the tax afterwards. So the government thought, hang on, these guys are making all this money, but we're not getting our share of it until 18 months down the line. So they now made that rule that you have to pay within 30 days. Now it's thankfully extended to 60 days. So that's a positive move.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so from the budget to the iGlobal columnist Ekta Bajaj, who talks about the importance of nurturing children's thought processes. And as we head to the kids and family section at iGlobalNews.com, Ekta Bajaj writes, every day, no matter what we do, every quest, consciously or unconsciously, moves us from ignorance towards new knowledge. The wisdom can be embraced by going through deep inner introspection and constantly reflecting on imprints of daily experiences. The chaos in our mind reflects in our life. Thus, time and again, it becomes vital to pause, reflect, and realign our priorities. If observed deeply, the revelation becomes that what you believe internally will manifest externally. So, the question arises, what are you feeding your mind? What are you creating internally? What is the choice that you are making? She went on to say, notice that she's addressing these questions to you. It's easy to get trapped in this illusion that external circumstances and people are the driving force of the significant decisions of our lives.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And finally, with our weekly roundup right here on iGlobal Radio, we caught up with Meera Borgal. And Meera Borgal tells us all about the ingredients to prepare for a healthy, happy Diwali. And as she focuses on Diwali preparations, a very special time for millions of Indians living all over the world. No Diwali celebration is complete without the platefuls of sweets or mithai. But with diabetes 4 times higher amongst the South Asian population of the UK, it is important to find ways to avoid these soaring blood sugar levels without losing out on the sweetness of festive fun.
Equally is that indulgence, because we're coming up to winter, and you know, autumn, the days are shorter. We're also losing, I'm finding a lot, you know, people are finding that lack of motivation to get up and go. We're feeling a bit kind of low mood. So what's the first thing we kind of reach for is sweet stuff.
Yeah.
And then you've got Diwali. So you've got a perfect storm occurring. You've got Diwali and an excuse, as you said, for a celebration, an excuse to indulge a little bit more. But actually, is that beneficial for us? So the thing that I always say is we've got to learn, we've got to know and understand the foods that we're eating. So predominantly, the food that we will be eating is going to be focused around sugar and it's going to be focused around the fat as well, because the two things that make food tasty, or three, should I say, salt, sugar, and fat. Those are the things that make things tasty.
Okay.
Okay. So if you if we think about the Indian sweets that we're going to be giving and eating and sharing, they are predominantly made with sugar and fat. Okay, so we've just got to be able to understand that there is something called sweet fat, which is the combination of sweetness and fat, which can actually be quite dangerous.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
And with that, from all of us here at iGlobalNews.com, we wish you a very happy Diwali. And right here on iGlobal Radio, you listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.